Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, we got lots to talk about today. We got 1 hour. Now, I just want to let you know, I'm going to point the finger to the website real quick. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also go over to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media, Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E. You can also follow us on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Again, Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. Folks, phone lines will be accessible over the next hour, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, let's go over to Sons of Liberty Medium real quick, and what I want to do is I want to get over here to the Declaration of Independence and a version of it, of dissecting it, to give you understanding, because when you look at what our forefathers dealt with and what they didn't put up with, it's interesting. When I was reading the Declaration of Independence yesterday, these usurpations committed by the tyrant King George, what he used to call our forefathers, calling them terrorists. And folks, the similarities are just, they're frightening. And it's incredible because our forefathers have dealt with much less than what the American people have put up with today. In other words, the transgressions that you're seeing from this administration on a daily basis far go what our forefathers put up with in every sense of the word. So we're going to talk about that in just a couple moments. But before that, let's go over to the Sons of Liberty Media and check out what's on the website. It's on the scroll. Is what is ignorance, tolerance, and corruption breeding in America? Folks, we have her again. Here comes Houston lesbian mayor claims pastors have no right to a jury. Folks, as I've said, and I say again, if you want to go ahead and tolerate, folks, ignorance, tolerance, and, folks, corruption, this is exactly what you're getting. Folks, this woman's out of line. She's acting as a tyrant. She's attempting to usurp law. She doesn't want judges to decide cases. And notice that with the radical homosexuals, they do not want judges anywhere near decisions that are made, because they don't want any reference to law, because they know that when the reference made to law comes about into the equation, into the issues that they're dealing with, they know that they're done with, because every statute in the United States of America condemns homosexuality. This is why she's saying that pastors, they don't have a right to a jury. Folks, are you kidding me? This is an act of a tyrant. She needs to be impeached and she needs to be indicted. No question about it. But what has the professed church in America done? Well, they've done, you know, they take it out of context once again what Jesus was saying. And, well, they've turned the other cheek only to be smacked on the other side. I want to tell you something, church. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. And that's exactly what you're producing, especially with those that are ruling. And folks, I'm saying ruling for the very purpose that she's acting outside of as a representative. She's acting as a ruler, a demigod, a despot. She is acting arbitrarily. She's not acting according to law, which she has no business doing. So you can go ahead and check that out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well. Obama. Oh, wow. No big surprise here. Obama refuses to call Charlie Hebro terror attack Islamic. Now, folks, if you haven't watched the videos, it's very disturbing. What these two clowns did, these little devils, these jihadists, these little Muslim radicals, what they did in France is they got out of their car to unsuspecting individuals, innocent people, walked up to them with an AK-47. One pleaded for his life, and, well, this little jihadist, he walked over there, and he just shot him right in the head. He didn't want to deal with it. And they shot several others, namely two cops along with that, because they're trying to send a message that we're not going to tolerate anybody speaking out against the prophet. Did you hear what I said? See, now you guys thought I was talking about the President of the United States who said the future does not belong to those who slander the Prophet Muhammad. Well, folks, neither do they. But let me ask you something. In America, why is it that you tolerate, 78% of you tolerate those blaspheming the name of God? Not that God cannot take care of himself, but why is it that you tolerate it? Why is it that you are letting Muslims infiltrate public schools in this country incrementally behind the radical homosexuals? Why is it that you're letting them push their weight around? Why is it that other countries that have actually allowed them to come in and bully? You know, see, it's like this. It's like the Muslims, they come into a country. They come in with totalitarian methodologies, as I've shared with you a million times. It's like a bully coming into a new school and pushing his weight around. And then what happens is those people are bullied for so long before they actually rise up and deal with the bully. Well, friends, you've already seen what these people are doing in foreign nations. So why are you going to go ahead and tempt yourself as to see how far you're going to allow them to go here? Are we going to have to wait for a massacre to take place? Are we going to have to wait for them to bully their way through everybody and anybody that doesn't agree with their totalitarian methodologies before you actually finally figure out what's going on here? Now, my point is this, friends. You can only oppress a people so long. That's why Germany is rising up in the tens of thousands, protesting in the streets of Germany, wanting Muslims, all Muslims, to be removed from their country. Why is that, friends? What are they doing in those countries? Look what happened in Paris. Well, you know what? If you mock us, what we'll do is we'll just go kill a bunch of innocent people. What a bunch of little devil cowards, friends. And that's exactly what they're, little devil cowards. And as long as you allow them to push you around, friends, guess what they're going to do? Now you have the President of the United States once again, friends, once again coming about saying, you know, that's not a terror attack, man. You know, September 11th wasn't a terror attack. The beheading in Oklahoma, that wasn't a terror attack. You know, Fort Hood, that wasn't a terror attack. Folks, and you're allowing this guy to do what he's doing. This is crazy. That's why we're going to talk about the Declaration of Independence in just a moment here. But going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com again. Got our friend Chuck Baldwin over as a commentator as well, who just jumped on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Are you mad yet? Go ahead and check that out. He also goes after issues the way that I do, which is nice to see that there's a brother from another mother that has the same father as I do, too. And I'm talking about the spiritual father that we all have that claim that they belong to Christ. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com was Benedict Arnold a traitor? That was written by a 10-year-old. And folks, it's just amazing how this kid connects with people. His articles, the shares are just really second to none. How many 10-year-olds do you know that are out there actually writing, teaching the older generation American history? The question he puts to the candor of the American people, was Benedict Arnold a traitor? And, of course, Samuel Judah points out the fact that he was absolutely a traitor. We also have other things going on, what's going on in the world, not just in the United States of America. We can see on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, reconsidering Islamic immigration in wake of Muslims attacking those innocent in Paris. In Paris. Go ahead and check it out, folks. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to come back. We're going to dissect the Declaration of Independence. And friends, the parallel is unprecedented. And I'm telling you what, folks, our forefathers didn't put up with what you're putting up with. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Cole Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
One 1-866-233-0747. Folks, got a friend named Kevin Shipp, former CIA agent. He said the whole objective concerning this administration, this criminal administration that is in place right now in Washington, D.C., was to upend the United States Constitution and to attack the Christian faith. Is that what you've been seeing since day one? Absolutely it is. So I just want, again, friends, what I want to do is I want to read this off and I want to start to highlight in parallel as to what you're seeing going on in your country today. As I was reading the Declaration of Independence, I was just kind of taken back. Now, I've read this before in the past, but I just want people to understand in comparison and, again, in parallel as to what's going on and how does it parallel to what happened back then to what the tyrant King George did as to what's happening concerning this criminal administration. Now, we know that in Congress, July 2nd, 1776, the Declaration of Independence was completed, but there was a proclamation on July 4th, just so everybody knows that, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. Now, listen carefully. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands, this is your forefathers, friends, which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth a separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, the rights that God has given you, friends. A decent respect to the opinion of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation, their resistance to the tyrant, King George. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights that God gave you, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of we, the people, that are ruled by the just laws of God's moral commandments. And what is that? That's called common law. That when any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. In other words, don't put up with it. And to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem likely to affect your safety, friends, and happiness. Prudence, indeed, wisdom in the way of caution, will dictate the government long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, non-transferable. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind, listen carefully, are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. In other words, America, why are you putting up with these wrongs, these injustices? But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, you're seeing this today, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, whatever he says goes, it is your right, it is your duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, these 13 colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in a direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. In other words, you better acknowledge him as God or else. Having all in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states, and to prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. This isn't anything that they took and swept under the rug, friends. They made a proclamation that this is what they are doing. And what they did is they showed the world why they are resisting that tyrant who would not be ruled by God's moral law. Now listen, these are the usurpations. He has refused his assent, his approval to laws, friends, listen carefully, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. Does that sound familiar? He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation to his approval should be obtained. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend them. He just ignored them. Things that needed to be taken care of. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people unless those people would forfeit, friends, the rights of the representation in the legislature, in the government, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. He called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. Kind of like during Christmas, passing Obamacare, when everybody was on vacation. And folks, I could knock them down like dominoes, but I want you to just understand these are highlights that just dropped in me when I was reading this. You mean kind of like the Patriot Act after September 11th through George W. Bush at 3 a.m. in the morning? They had everybody go ahead and sign on. Nobody had any time or an opportunity to read the Act of Tyranny. You know it as the Patriot Act, giving the FBI unprecedented powers, unlimited powers. Are you seeing how this works? Listen to what he did. He called them together, the legislative bodies, at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. Hey, it's 2:30. You got till 3 a.m. to get down here and pass this bill. Most people didn't know that, but that's exactly what George Bush did. W. Bush did right after September 11th. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights that God gave them on the people. He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers incapable of annihilation have returned to the people at large for their exercise. The state remaining in the meantime exposed to all dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within. Who was creating the chaos, friends? The tyrant was. The tyrant King George was. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states for that purpose, obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of the lands. Huh. He has obstructed the administration of justice. You mean like stacked the courts? Which president Which president, friends, hasn't done that? See, again, you've been fooled, friends. I want to say this. If you expect to be ignorant and free, you expect what never was and never will be. Snakes all operate the same way, friends. They operate the same way. There's nothing new under the sun. He obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent, his approval to laws for establishing judiciary powers. He's made judges dependent upon his will alone for the tenor of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries. Did you know, let's hit this for a moment. Did you know salaries for members of Congress, Supreme Court justices, and the president are as such? Here, I'm just going to take you back to, I'm going to go back to the year 2009, okay? Did you know that the president of the United States made $400,000 a year? I thought he was a servant to the people. You know, I remember one time spending some time at Woodrow Wilson's house during a little history study. And it's interesting, when he was, you know, when he was no longer the president of the United States, nobody cared. He didn't get a pension. They told him, thank you for serving we the people. They dropped him off and said goodbye. How much money do you suppose Woodrow Wilson got paid, friends? I'm just curious. Do you think he got paid a lot of money? Do you think he got paid $400,000 a year? I highly doubt it. We're doing live radio, friends, so what I'm doing right now is I'm pulling this up because you can rest assured he didn't get paid that. Now, I'm going over here right now, and I'm looking for his pay scale, exactly what he got paid. Again, we know that the president of the United States up until 2009 was paid $400,000 a year. I'm still scrolling right now, friends, just waiting for it to pull up. I just want to show people what a servant gets paid and what a tyrant gets paid, because there's quite a difference. And I might have to find that number over the break, and that's probably what I'll do just to stay on course here. Let's go to the vice president. 2009, $227,300. Well, this is a side of kickbacks that they take illegally and bribes under the table. Don't forget about that, friends. Salaries for members of the House, $223,500, $223,500 a year. That's not bad. No wonder why they want to stay there. House majority and minority leaders, $193,400. This is 2009. House Senate members and delegates, $174,000. No wonder why they want to be there. Man, they're being pimped. Chief Justice, Supreme Court, $217,000 a year. Wow, not bad. We're going to come right back to this in just a moment.
Hey, everyone. I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks, Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com, get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Yeah? Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain in that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Quatsy. Okay, so here's the deal, guys. Chase just pulled this up for me. We were talking about how Woodrow Wilson was compensated $75,000 a year. That's what he was paid. Now, when you get a moment, read Deuteronomy 17, folks, because we're not to multiply. The kings were not to multiply gold and silver unto themselves. Now, you know, and now I'm telling you this, folks, and I'm not trying to give myself accolade or merit, but I am telling you that concerning the last couple presidents that I've seen, I can tell you firsthand, I've outworked them probably 10 times over every day of my life. And I ain't getting paid what these guys are getting paid. Now, let me just go back for a moment, because we're talking about the Declaration of Independence, and I just want to show you how those that serve we the people, they're really literally being pimped out, friends. Who wouldn't want to be in government making that kind of money? The president, as of 2009, makes $400,000 a year. He's a millionaire. I mean, outside of the fact that he's a complete loser, one's got to ask themselves the question, how could this guy actually make that kind of money? Well, he could only do it by duping enough people, and that's exactly what he's done. The vice president makes $227,300 a year. Speaker of the House makes $223,000. I mean, this drunk is just a piece of work, is he not? House majority and minority leaders, $193,400 as of 2009. That's fixed income, right? That's fixed. Going on, Chief Justice, Supreme Court, $217,000. $217,400 a year is not bad money. Now, do you think they want to kick up against their pimp? Do you think they want to kick up against the goats? You think they want to vacate a job that pays like that, friends? You ever wonder why they just kind of go along with the flow? Associate Justices, Supreme Court, $208,100. That is absolutely incredible. What were you going to say, Trace?
Just looking at some of the historical pay rates for our presidents and other government officials, George Washington, he got paid $25,000 per year when he took office. But one of the biggest contrasts is in Congress. Guess what they got paid for the first year? They got a $6 per diem.
Yeah, and they weren't there every day of the year neither. Yeah,
that's it. And now they get $174,000 per year.
Well, they had to get back to their farms. And they had to tend their farms. That's exactly right.
Just looking at some of these numbers and talking about pensions, Bill Clinton, for example, is expected to receive over $6 million in pension during his lifetime.
Wow.
And guess who's paying for that?
Exactly. The American people are to their own demise. Yeah. Now, what's also interesting about that, friends, is just as Chase just said, guess who's paying for that? The American people, if you really look at it across the board, friends, you're paying those to destroy your country is what you're doing at length because they're doing what they want to do. And let me say it this way. They're only getting away with whatever you let them get away with, and that's exactly what they're doing. But what we're doing right now, friends, and I'm not talking about all of them, of course. I'm still trying to find a handful of good ones in there, but there's good people in government, this we know. And, of course, we like to highlight the squeaky wheel. But, folks, it's going past the fact that it's just squeaky. That's beginning to destroy this country at every turn. But again, going back to make the point, friends, we were talking about how the king, tyrant, King George, was actually paying judges at his biddings. And of course he was, because that's how you pimp somebody out. And that's exactly what they were doing, and that's exactly what's happening today. Now, going back to the tyrant King George concerning the usurpations written by our forefathers in the Declaration of Independence, he has also erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and to eat out their substance. Who's that, friends? Let's go back to 1913. There's a little bit of a hint for you. Yeah, the IRS. Welfare system, Social Security, bureaucracy, folks, all these bureaucracies that they have been created, I'm asking you to ask your representatives where they are deriving their constitutional powers from. Where are they deriving them from, friends? Because it's not from the Constitution. It's all unconstitutional. He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures. Friends, we now have something called the TSA in the airports. You might want to do a little homework on some of them perverts and thieves. We have Department of Homeland Security, who's derelict of duty in every sense of the word. We have the CIA. We have the FBI. All unconstitutional, friends. Now, I know that they were well-intended, and folks, there's a lot of good people in both bureaucracies, both CIA and FBI. But folks, we know that the fact of the matter is the FBI now, for a good portion of it, folks, they're the fox in the chicken coop. They're working for special interests. So is the CIA. He is affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. Well, we see that. Folks, I can't even call this guy in the White House the commander-in-chief. Give me a break. I mean, folks, you have a president in this country, as I've shared with you in the past, that supports and he's allied with America's sworn enemies. He has our boys and our girls who Congress sent over unconstitutionally because the American people allowed Congress to do it, to send them to foreign countries, to be besieged by a foreign enemy, namely the radical Muslims, and you have the President of the United States saying, do not retaliate. As a matter of fact, once you grow a beard like the Muslims, and for all those women, why don't you get a scarf so you look like the, you know, in the military, why don't you get a scarf so you kind of blend in with the Muslims? A little weird, friends, trying to eradicate the Bible and Christ from those countries. Whoa. Wait a second. Why are we conceding? Why are we submitting? Why are you just going along with the flow? Folks, we're talking about the blood of our children here, the blood of our brothers and our sisters and our uncles and our aunts, our dads, our moms, our grandpas, our grandmas, that are being used as pawns. By the way, I didn't say that. Again, who comes to my aid? The pedophile himself, Henry Kissinger, who has sat on every presidential administration as some sort of advisor to every president since Nixon that I can remember that said of our military that they're just dumb, stupid pawns only to be used as political pawns. This is what's happening in the White House right now. This was your kids, friends, that they're talking about. The dead ones and the ones that are alive. Being used as political pawns. Man, and I'll tell you what, if you ever want to know what's going on inside, just listen to Henry Kissinger. I'm surprised the guy's still around because how many times he has confused, not probably his own little minion of friends in his circle, but it's interesting how many times this individual has blurted the truth out in his confusion, and the American people are still standing back saying, like, whoa, what did he just say? No, he just told you what is going on. And speaking of Henry Kissinger, he's also the one that told you that if you don't receive the New World Order, you're a terrorist. Nothing new under the sun, friends. And we go on. But he must be talking about a third world country. He must be talking about a different country here, right, friends? Usurpations. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his approval to their acts of pretended legislation. Folks, I want to get something straight here. There's a lot of stuff going on in your country that's pretended legislation. The TSA, the DHS, I can go on and on and on and on and on and on. It's pretended legislation. And for those that don't know the difference, by coming back at me and saying, well, Bradley, it's bad law. No, it's not law. There's no such thing as a bad law. It's either unlawful or it's lawful. Either God approved or he disapproved. There is no in between. See, that's how I read the Word of God, too. It's black and it's white. It's yes and it's no. It's holy, it's defiled. That's how I see everything. It's sheep, it's goats. I get it. It's pretended legislation. Folks, the TSA, it's pretended legislation. It's not lawful. It's a violation of Article 4 of the Bill of Rights. Hey, folks, if it's unconstitutional, it's null and void. It's not bad law. And, folks, I want to tell you, too, this. I want you to understand this, that when they talk about policy, you need to understand that policy follows law. Law does not follow policy. So in other words, a policy is, well, we accept this as legislation because we are the lawmakers and we know it stands contrary to God's moral law. Therefore, it's not law. But will you just accept it anyways? Well, just do it in the middle of the night, pass the bill, and everybody will accept it. Because you know what? The state-controlled media will get involved, and they'll just get the American people to throw their hands up in the air. Or they'll get some conservative or professed Christian on radio or TV to say, we can't do anything about this. They said it was law. No, it's not law. You want to put lawyers out of business, friends? And I'm talking about the bad ones. Live on the presupposition, friends, that everything is predicated on the truth that God exists. And when you know his word, you know the difference between right and wrong. And if you want to understand why Jesus woed these jokers, he damned these jokers, you'll understand exactly why. Because it's the lawyers that are the ones perverting the law in the first place. And how many lawyers do we have in D.C. right now? That are sworn to the bar, not to God. That are sworn to the bar, not to God. You know, let me just tell you what Senator John Glenn said. He said if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, the enumerated laws within the Constitutional Republic, he said we could not pass most of the bills that we pass around here. No, you're right, because they are not law. They are policy. And friends, that old slogan comes to mind. That shot out from the microphone quite a bit from this radio show. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10 commandments. It really is that simple. And by the way, when I'm reading the usurpations by the tyrant King George, guess what they were saying? Exactly what I'm telling you right now. Why do you suffer the abuses, America? You're not the one breaking the law. And by the way, again, I want to just for the record, we're not calling for a revolution. We're calling for reformation. Because those documents are still in place. And that's all we have to do is get back to the documents, stand our ground and not throw over the Constitution or overthrow the Constitution, but the men that overthrow the Constitution. Those are the ones that we got to say goodbye to and deal with them and indict every one of them.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bill Cook, founder of the Black Robe Regiment of Virginia, an army of pastors and churches in Virginia that is restoring the church's vital leadership and influence in civil government. I want to wish Bradley Dean and his family a blessed Christmas and New Year and say how much I appreciate Bradley's passion for the lost and love for the truth. It's an honor to fight beside him in the battle for the heart and soul of America, and I urge you to do the same.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know, it's interesting, Chase. Let me get you on the radio real quick. It's interesting that what I see in public schools, we've done 350 of them across the country in 24 different states. What's interesting about that is I see the Declaration of Independence on the walls of some of these schools. You know what's also interesting is paralleling that, kind of off on a little bit of a track, different track, and I'm going to get back to the Declaration of Independence here, is this. It's interesting that John F. Kennedy said, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. And that's how we started off. It's called love, friends, which is the fulfilling of the law. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his brother. See, that's foreign to America. See, because now what they're doing is they're putting posters up in public schools telling the kids with a picture of John F. Kennedy on it, mocking what he said. And the poster states, no, go ahead and ask. Ask what your government can do for you. And see, what's happening is these kids are being allured to go to foreign war, join the military. And isn't it interesting when you go into the recruitment centers, there's a big check on the window for their schooling. What can they get? What can they get entitled to them to serve? And then what happens is they end up going to war, and then they leave. They don't want to come back. or they commit suicide because they didn't want to fight for their country, but they wanted something given to them from the people of this country. It's completely backwards.
And they got this great thing called an enlistment bonus. So as soon as they sign the paper, they get a check for X thousand dollars.
Yep.
I mean, besides, you know, paying for what service they've done, it's let's hook them in real quick with a $10,000 check. I'm just throwing that number. I don't know if that's what it is, but that's the idea.
I think it's 16, to be honest with you.
It could be. Yeah. I'm not sure. I really don't know.
But now saying that, you just told me what a soldier was paid in this country in what?
In 1861, back during the Civil War, an Army private got paid $156 per year.
Per year.
And that translates to about $3,700 per year today.
Huh.
That's nothing.
Yeah,
you can't live off that. It's not a career path.
Yeah, it's not feasible.
It's a service.
They served because it's out of gratitude. It's like those that serve in the 101st Airborne, that's all voluntary. Those that actually guard the Tomb of the Unknown, that's all voluntary. It's interesting, those that really raise the bar in our country, for the most part, it's voluntary, but when we contrast that with what we see these politicians, Boehner, Reid, folks, I can just go on both sides, no difference, same side of the aisle, there's no division there at all whatsoever, because they're not being ruled by law. But in saying that, they're ruled by arbitrary law. Whatever the president says, the pimp says, then they go ahead and they fall in line with whatever he said. That's what they're doing. But back then, people wanted to serve their country, and they would do it for nothing. And it reminds me of a guy named Nathan Hale, who was actually caught by the British, because we're talking about the Declaration of Independence. And I'm spraying a little bit, and I'm fleecing a little bit, but follow me, friends. Nathan Hale was caught by the British. And his last words were that he was only sorry that he only had one life to give for his country. Just one. You know, and what we see today is we see people selling out for what they can get from the world. And again, scripture comes to my aid. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? They're willing to sell their souls for a little pleasure. They need to read 1 John 2 when they get a moment. My goodness, friends, let's lose the world and gain our soul and do that which is right because we love our brothers. But again, friends, what I'm talking about here is I'm talking about the Declaration of Independence and the usurpations. And you can see systematically this is exactly what you see happening today in your country. He did what he wanted to do. Remember the President of the United States, friends? He says he's got a pen. He'll just veto it. He's got a pen. He'll just override the voice of we the people. Friends, you have an administration trying to subject you to foreign power. If it's un-American, then it's foreign, right? That's exactly what they're attempting to do. And who's the war on for? Well, the Tea Party, those that actually agree with our founding documents. Who else? Christians? Patriots? Conservatives, which are supposed to be one and the same, all derived from Christ. You know, the light of the world. Yet the fact of the matter is when we go down line upon line, precept upon precept, concerning our forefathers and what they did not tolerate, friends, you can clearly see that this administration has transgressed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times the Constitution that they swore that they would uphold. He has abdicated government here. He's rejected it, friends, by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. You remember after September 11th? Either you're for us or you're against us. He is also at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny. Folks, again, nothing's new under the sun. I've talked about ISIS. I've talked about Osama bin Laden. I've talked about the Muslim Brotherhood. It's all being used to create global chaos to bring in a new world order. And I didn't say that. They've all told on themselves. But again, nothing new under the sun. He's transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries. Just think about this, friends. You have a president that actually and an administration attorney general that actually sued governors or went after governors for actually enforcing the border laws. They found many. And folks, I'm no more afraid of the Muslims than I am the devil himself. I don't care who they are. If they're foreign to us, they are to be ruled by the same laws that we are in this country. And if they fail to do this, then we deal with them lawfully and accordingly. But it's interesting that you have an administration that has pulled down all of your defenses on the borders. Don't just pay attention to the south, neither pay attention to the northern. While he is entertaining America's sworn enemies from within. Now, I'm telling you this for the very purpose. King George did the same thing that we're seeing on a global scale today. He is, at this time, transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny. Well, what do you see? Well, you see this the new ISIS now, and if you don't concede and you don't submit to us, then we'll just go on a rampage. Instead of the government sending a message that it will not be tolerated, you have these representatives come out on a global scale actually just omitting terrorism from their conversation. Or defending, saying, well, this isn't a terroristic threat. Really? What's a terroristic threat? You know, remember that saying from this administration? You know, dead fish, Rahm Emanuel? You know, bathhouse Rahm Emanuel from Chicago, the mayor. You know, the little mob punk there, right? Remember that guy? Remember they said that we can't let a good crisis go to waste? Who's creating the crises, friends? Come on. Come on. Nothing new. Nothing new under the sun. ISIS, Muslim Brotherhood, Osama bin Laden. Nothing more than a political tool to use, creating chaos, to put fear in the people, to submit to the governments. And isn't it interesting, friends, you have a government that's trying to disarm you in the face of all of this. Who's creating the chaos? Hey, folks, who are the terrorists? Look at our forefathers said. You know, and it's interesting that we had King George the Tyrant actually calling our forefathers terrorists. Nothing new under the sun, y'all, right? Just got to stop and think about what's going on. Quit believing everything that we're told from these liars that are hellbound. They are hellbound, friends. But I'll tell you what, we could deal with them a lot sooner than just watching them naturally die off. We could actually lawfully bring forth judgment against each and every one of them. And that's what the American people need to do in this country. Because if you don't, there is no alternative. Because if you don't, you lose. If you do, you win. Justice is the guardian of liberty. And these people mean to turn justice on its head, the law on its head, because they don't want to be ruled by anybody but what they think and what they want. Like the homosexual president. You know, I mean, he probably put that on his face, folks. If that didn't put anything, you know, as far as a chill up your spine, nothing will. They're called crimes against nature, and everything that we've seen come from this administration has been crimes against nature and crimes against the Constitution of the United States of America. No question about it. Read the Declaration of Independence when you get a moment. Folks, again, I can go on. Keep in mind who they went to three times in the Declaration of Independence. The supreme judge of the world, and so do I. Folks, First Down 318, love you by what we do. We will talk to you soon. Tomorrow, let's try to get to compartmentalization if we can. We get some time to do just that. See ya.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.